Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections Podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Adams. I'm so glad that you're joining me here for this episode. Today, we are going to be talking about taking advantage of teachable moments with our children just to disciple their hearts for the Lord Jesus Christ and just trying to redeem the time and take every opportunity to point them to the Lord Jesus and His gospel, to His word, and to His truth. We're going to start here today with Psalm 78, verses 2 through 4 that say, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known, that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done. Well, it seems that we continue to come back to this issue on the podcast over and over again because it's such a part of my heartbeat about discipling our children. The Lord gives these precious little babies to us and calls us to steward them for His kingdom purposes, for His glory. And so practically, how do we do that? We, you know, have 18 plus years maybe with our children. It's different with all of them, but how do we take that time and redeem it and do all that we can to point them to Christ and to equip them for the world that they are going to be living in? Well, I don't have all the answers. These are things that I pray about continually. Lord, how can I do a better job as a mother in discipling my children? And I know that prayer is such a powerful key because there's only so much that we can do, but we do our part. We seek to be faithful to this precious calling that God has given us as mothers to disciple our children. And then we pray and trust Him and ask Him to bear fruit of all that we're sharing with our children. And so today we're going to be talking about some different ways that we can share the truth of the Lord and His ways just in the ebb and flow of our daily lives. These are things that I often talk about, and maybe you've heard me share many of these things, but I think that we can never be reminded enough of some of these things. And even as I write about them and I speak about them, it's always a reminder to me. And so often I have to say, Lord, please help me to do better in these areas. So I'm just going to kind of go through. I've jotted down a list of different ways that we can be on mission in our homes with our families, seeking to share God's truth and the gospel of Christ with our families throughout each and every day. Sometimes we'll have scheduled times of discipleship, maybe family Bible time, and sometimes we'll have spontaneous times of just ending up talking about the ways of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord and the faithfulness of the Lord, just like that verse said, sharing His might and the wonders that He has done. Sometimes as we just begin talking with our children, we end up taking the conversation in a spiritual direction and it happens spontaneously. But then other times things are planned out and we have regular family Bible times. And so many times I have heard people discuss, well, should it be like a scheduled daily Bible time or should it just be a lifestyle of just kind of spontaneous talking about the Lord as we work and as we play and in various circumstances? And I think I would say yes and yes. I think in our family, we try to be intentional to have those regular family Bible times, or, you know, meeting at the table and discussing a scripture, or singing a hymn at the table, things like that. Every Saturday morning, my husband brings out his guitar and sings hymns and reads the Bible in our family living room. And so those are times of intentional planning for that to happen. But then we also just try to be quick to have the word of the Lord on our tongues, you know, just to be speaking God's truth and sharing His faithfulness as we have opportunity with our children as we go from day to day. I think also if you're homeschooling, choosing homeschool curriculum that is strong in a Christian worldview and that really through every subject points back to the Lord in a way that will cause your family to want to worship Him and praise Him. And that's so important with homeschool curriculum. I think, you know, there's so many curriculums out there and some do not acknowledge the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Some are just secular resources and may teach evolution or humanistic philosophies. And I think it's such an opportunity to, if you are going to homeschool, to choose curriculums that are going to point your children to Christ and to the gospel daily. What a powerful tool to be able to do that. I'd also say reading good books aloud, books of truth and virtue and character, truths that are going to point the family back to the blessed hope that we have in Jesus, books that are going to sharpen our families in godly character, books that are going to inspire our children to want to be kingdom-minded, good read-alouds, missionary stories that will cast vision to live for Christ and even to sacrifice for Christ. I think sharing answers to prayer with our family, just, I was praying about this and the Lord directed in this way or answered my prayer in such an encouraging way, and just letting these praises be rolling off of our tongues as we are interacting with our children. Also, similarly, conversations about the Word. Maybe if you have opportunity to take one child or young person with you on an errand, maybe say, what have you been reading in your Bible time, in your quiet time with the Lord? Has there been something that has encouraged you? Or just start out by saying, you know, I've been reading in the Psalms and my heart's been so encouraged to remember the love and compassion of our Savior. Or, you know, I've been reading in Proverbs and I just am really seeing how important it is to walk according to wisdom and to walk with the wise, or just to be sharing what you are extracting from your own Bible reading. And perhaps that will encourage your young person to share back something with you. Discussing the sermon, it can be so good if the family can take even just a few minutes to go around the table or the living room later in the day, or even on the ride home, and just, you know, what did everybody get out of the sermon? And then I think another thing is influences, just being intentional to do whatever it takes to put godly influences in front of your children, to build and forge good, strong friendships, at least with, you know, a few families that think similarly to you, who have similar values as you have, where iron can sharpen iron and they can be encouraged. I think of stories I've heard of people like Elizabeth Elliot, who were so influenced by all the missionaries that came through her home as she was growing up, and how she was really influenced by hearing their testimonies and their stories of living sacrificially for the Lord. And I think that we can pray and seek to bring people around our families who will sharpen our families and encourage our families to live sold out lives for the Lord. And just even praying, Lord, would you bring godly influences to surround my children? Would you bring those people in their lives, whether they're teachers, you know, maybe a piano teacher or someone at church or whatever it may be, would you bring people around who will encourage and inspire my children to follow you? All of our children will have some kind of influence in their lives from other adults, you know, whether, like I said, it may be a piano instructor. We have such a sweet and godly piano teacher that I'm always so encouraged for her to come. And she not only teaches my children music, but she's such an encouragement to them in the Lord and prays with them before the lesson starts. And so, well, praying for those godly influences. I think also, teaching our children to serve. We live in such a narcissistic generation, such a prideful generation, such a, you know, the selfie generation. It's all about me. And that seems to be the norm in the culture. That is what our children see. But that is not the way that God calls us to be as His children. He wants us to live that exchange life where we give up our lives and allow Him to flow through us for His glory, not I, but Christ. And so getting them involved in serving, whether it be a simple thing that they are doing in serving in church, or whether it be a regular ongoing kind of ministry, but praying that the Lord would open opportunities for our children, our young people, to have the joy of serving Him. And I've shared it many times, but that was part of my upbringing with my dad being a pastor, just being able to be involved in ministry. And sometimes that was something simple like running Xerox copies in his office. And sometimes it was bigger things like playing the piano at church or working with the children or leading a group of girls or putting on a little Christmas program with the children's choir. But I had the joy of serving. And I think when our young people experience that, how exciting it is to be a part of serving in the kingdom of God, it helps to shift the focus off of self and put it on the Lord and His kingdom priorities and souls and the needs of people, and to look beyond petty, selfish interests. So serving, I think, is very powerful. And then also just stories and testimonies. You know, if we can open up and share stories and testimonies of those that we've been inspired by, kind of like reading biographies to our children of great Christians, but also from our own personal lives, from victories the Lord has given us, and even our failures, to open up and share with our children heart to heart, and to exhort them to do what pleases the Lord, to not follow the crowd, but to make hard choices and do hard things for the glory of God, knowing that obedience to the word of God brings blessing, but disobedience always brings consequences. Sin always is followed by pain, and just sharing with our children. And then I would say resources. Just as I've gone through the mothering journey, I've become so much more intentional about the resources that I'm bringing into my home, whether it's toys or whether it's books or music or movies. Just what is the impact of this thing going to be in my home? Is this going to strengthen our faith? Is this going to be of quality? Is this going to inspire my children in some way? We only have so much time in a day, and the years fly by quickly. And so what are we bringing into our homes? What is the overall culture and atmosphere of our home? I just have such a heart to not just choose just what is acceptable, but to choose the best and to pray for resources and things that we can bring into our home that are going to encourage our children in their character, in their walk with the Lord. And sometimes it's hard and it takes work to search out and find those things, but those things are out there. Quality books, quality toys, quality movies and music, and things that can sharpen us and strengthen us on this journey. I would also say just our example also can be thought of in the terms of teachable moments. What example are we setting for our children as we go through our day-to-day lives? And sometimes we will fail and we will need to go back and say, I am sorry, I did not handle that rightly. That is not the attitude that the Lord would have me to have, or the response that He would have me to have. And that's a teachable moment. Our children learn when we are humble enough to say, I am sorry, and I want to do that differently next time. Our children, thankfully, can also learn when they see us handle things with wisdom and with a balance of grace and truth, and when they see us sacrifice and love and share and meet needs. And I think also teachable moments sometimes don't come at convenient times. Sometimes I can just think of late nights staying up and talking with a teenager, you know, who needs to talk something through. And this has happened as our children have grown older and they've needed to talk. Even before the teen years, sometimes there's things that arise and we have to talk things through. And sometimes it's late at night when we're tired. And I don't do very well going very late into the night. I get very, you know, fuzzy headed, and that's not my preference, but sometimes it needs to be done, and sometimes it can't wait. Sometimes it needs to happen, and we can just pray as we go along, Lord, give me grace and patience and wisdom, and please give me the right words. And, you know, sometimes some of the sweetest moments have come at inconvenient times and through hard discussions where it's not been fun or easy to stop everything or to stay up late and to work through things and to talk through things. But sometimes the fruit of that has been so sweet and so refreshing when, there's hugs and prayers and things are worked out. And so I encourage you just to also be sensitive to the Spirit's leading. I know sometimes I'll even get everybody to bed, and maybe I'll have gone to my room and just feel a burden for a child and think, I just need to go see how they're doing and make sure that they know that I love them. You know, maybe they need an extra prayer or an extra hug, and just being sensitive to the Lord's leading. He is faithful to guide us and to kind of help us to recognize when a child may need some extra encouragement or might be feeling a little down or might have something on their heart that they need to talk about. And then I would say also just prayer, just that there is only so much that we can do. And every day will look different. It won't always play out the same way. But walking in the Spirit, listening to the Lord, being prayerful, and then just kind of bathing everything, all of our efforts and all of our concerns and cares in prayer, taking it to the Lord in prayer and leaving it there. And it is comforting to know that He loves our children so much more than we ever could, and that He is working in their lives, and that we can pray for them and trust Him. And this becomes so evident and so clear as a child leaves home and you're not with them and interacting with them on a daily basis as before. And you know that your influence so often is coming through prayer, that your parenting is on your knees, so to speak. And just really finding encouragement in knowing how powerful prayer is. And there are so many stories of prayerful mothers and the way that God has moved through those prayers. And just to remember that there is so much that the Lord is doing even when we may not see. And just to be faithful in praying. It's one of the greatest gifts that we can give to our children, to our young people, is to be praying for them. One thing that I pray regularly for my children, I keep coming back to this prayer, is that they will love what God loves and hate what God hates, and that their hearts will cry over those things that break the heart of God. And I know my oldest daughter, she really has a passion for the whole issue of abortion. And I know that's something that breaks the heart of God. And I see that He has given her that His heartbeat on that issue. And it's neat to see how He stirs in the lives of our young people, and He's working. And that's another thing that I pray. I have been praying a lot, Lord, just be stirring and moving in our family and each of the hearts and lives of our family, and doing a work that only You can do. And so I hope that this is an encouragement to you today to take those teachable moments. You will have different teachable moments from day to day and year to year. But these are some of the ways that I just continue to seek to point my children to Christ and to have this atmosphere and culture of seeking the Lord in our home and ongoing discipleship. And another thing I'm going to throw in real quickly that just popped into my mind is good, encouraging Christian music that will really set kind of that tone and atmosphere in the home of honoring and glorifying our Lord and Savior. And again, that is something that I grew up with. My parents had sacred Christian music playing every day in the home. And it just was such a peaceful and encouraging and faith-building thing, you know, a simple thing to do, to switch on. We had Christian radio playing and Christian tapes or records or whatever we had back then, 8-track, showing my age here, but just to have an atmosphere of the praises of the Lord being sung in our home. And I remember my mother playing the hymns at the piano, and those things have stuck with me. They are so deeply ingrained in me, and now I love the hymns of the faith, and they've been such a blessing to me throughout all these years, and it's such a joy to be able to pass those on to my own family. So I encourage you to just pray and say, Lord, it is my heart to want to have a discipleship center here in this home. Please show me how to be intentional. Please give me these opportunities. And as we just go about our daily lives, please give me opportunities to point my children to You, Father. And just to be walking closely to Him, sensitive to the leading and of the Lord, His Holy Spirit guiding you from day to day as a mother, and just to be encouraged that it is He who began the good work in your family. It is He who began the good work in your children, and He is the one who will be faithful to complete it. It's not that we do all of this, you know, in our own strength, or that we are accomplishing. It's Christ through us. We're just sort of a tool, you know, that He flows through. But it is the working of the Spirit. And without that working of the Spirit, all of our efforts are in vain. And so we need to just really commit everything that we're doing to the Lord. It's not enough that we're teaching our children, we're reading to our children, we're singing with our children. All these things are not enough if the favor and blessing of the Lord is not there bearing fruit of all these seasons. So that is the most important element, is that we're asking Him to do what only He can do to bring all of this to fruition, to bear fruit of it. And so I hope that this is encouraging to you. And as always, I love to hear from listeners. Please get in contact with me and let me know that you are listening. Those notes are so encouraging to me, and I would love to hear if you have other ideas on how to engage in family discipleship in the flow of daily family life. And you can find me at legacyhomeschoolreflections.com, and you can find me on Facebook at Ruth L. Adams. And I just hope that you have a blessed week. Thank you again for listening, and may the Lord be with you until we meet again. Bye-bye.